From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's outraged by an airstrike on a Syrian children's hospital in Aleppo, and he's directly blaming President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The airstrike destroyed the hospital, which was supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 children and doctors were killed, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. It appears to have been a deliberate strike on a known medical facility and follows the Assad regime's appalling record of striking such facilities and first responders, Kerry said on Thursday. The airstrike was part of a bloody 24 hours in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. Secretary Kerry is calling on Russia, Assad's top ally, to use its influence to get him to stop the attacks. For more on that, Zlatica Hoek reports.
The United States urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
Russia denies involvement in the Aleppo hospital bombing and claims a plane from an international coalition dropped the bombs. The coalition air raids are targeting Islamic State terrorists who have used the war to capture a swath of Syrian territory as they strive to create an Islamic State. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Several people were arrested and several more injured on Thursday night as police in riot gear broke up clashes between supporters and opponents of Donald Trump.